This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Is this thing... Oh, helps if I turn on my headset. They can hear me. Texting and tweeting, be part of the conversation. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do over there. Actually, there's a gazillion things that you should do over there. Look, if you head over to the website, I want you to do me a favor. I'll wait. Go over there right now. Okay? I want you to go and I want you to give me your email address. Because if you give me your email address, every week I send out one lousy email. I don't inundate you with stuff. I don't beg you to buy things. I do want you to buy stuff. But I don't beg you to do it. And, you know, besides, I can buy some new shirts. Some of you must be tired of seeing me in the same shirts all the time. So if you head over there, give me your email address. Again, like I said, once a week I send you out the information. Once a week I let you know what's going on. You can decide whether to dial in or not. Maybe, you know what, maybe it's better this way. If I don't send you any information, then you really don't know, you know, who I'm going to have on. You'll have to tune in to find out. So California, not only is it burning up, but it's burning up. Now, I don't mean that just from the fires. I mean, when it comes, it's funny how you're not hearing much about California in the news cycle about ballot counting. You want to talk about ballot problems, counting problems, thievery. I mean, these guys have got it down. Seriously. We've got, I have somebody down there that, well, not working for me, but they're in there, and they're helping to count ballots. And they're telling me that basically one out of every dozen ballots is, they can't match the signature. But they still count them. One out of every 15 ballots, they can't match birth date, address, or the name properly. Again, I say, can you say thievery? Come on, seriously. How does one, once this happens, how do you really feel good about yourself? If you win by cheating, how do you feel? I don't get it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brenda Snipes, the Broward election official, it is time for her to go, and she knows it. And I think there's been so many games played, there's been so many problems, I think she knows what's going to happen here. Even Jeb Bush, the one that appointed her, is pushing her to resign. But you know what? I got to tell you something. This is Rick Scott's fault. Seriously, the last time she got caught doing this, the last time we had this problem, she should have been fired. She should have been drug out of there in handcuffs and fired. Everybody, I want you to figure it out. I'm not even going to say it. Everybody knows why she wasn't. Yes, because she has my color hair. Everybody knows why she wasn't, okay? What she did the first time, even a judge said that it was against the law, it was unconscionable. Right? Remember, what's that one that looks like a Cocker Spaniel? What's her name? Wasserman Schultz. She, no, I'm not saying she looks like a dog. I'm just saying, look at her hair. She's got that curly hair. But you look at her, right? And she was having a problem with her election. And somehow, the ballots got destroyed when the judge told the Broward County supervisor not to destroy them, to make sure that they were kept in place. And let me see, the Broward County supervisor, let me see, who was, oh, that was Brenda Snipes. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Kind of like a habit now, don't you think? This is just out of control. Stupid out of control. And I don't get it. It makes absolute, now she's, I don't get it. Somebody says she's 75 years old, right? She's got all kinds of heat coming on her. What does she care? If she resigns or she retires, she's going to have herself a nice pension. After screwing this whole thing up, she's going to have herself a nice pension. And with the Democrats in control of Congress, do you think, you know, forget immigration reform. Let's do voter reform. Once we do voter reform and we nail that down, they won't have to bring them up. Or there will be no reason to bring them up from Mexico because they won't be able to vote. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom Del Picaro is going to join us in the next hour. And he needs to be here because he needs to help me figure this out. You know, again, when you go to bed and you're ahead by, I don't know, 10, 15, 20,000 votes, and then you get up in the morning and you're behind by 6, 7, 8,000 votes because somebody found thousands of ballots in a closet or in a truck and they were never brought in, that's a problem. Don't you think? Seriously. We're going to be fighting this forever, people. If we don't make this a mainstay before the next election, you know, there's some people saying that there's going to be rioting or violence in the street. There will be some violence. Because you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to be able to take it anymore. You can only bully somebody so long. And let me tell you what, with what's going on in the voting world, with what's going on with ballots, you are bullying the average American. Because it's just no, again, in the last, not Trump's election, the election before that, right, in 14, we had a multitude of counties that had 108%, 118% of the registered voters voting. How do you get 118% turnout on voting? How does that work? If you just had 100 people, that means 18 more people showed up than were registered to vote. How does that work? Well, that's Tom Del Picaro on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jet-S products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jet-S products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. That's my favorite part.
Yes, sir.
Because he can get away with saying chick, chicky boom. Right? But I can't. They would crucify me for that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'll tell you what, I am wound up tighter. I just can't stand this. I can't. We watch more people here in California lose again over ballots that somehow were found, people whose signatures didn't match, whose addresses didn't match, whose birthdays didn't match. They were all counted. Isn't that wonderful of them? Anyway, the guy that knows more about this than I do can help us try to maybe make some sense out of this. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's the founder of Political Vanguard, also the author of The Divided Era. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure to be on, especially Well, not especially now under these circumstances. Look, the law is what's enforced. You can have all the laws in the books you want, and if those laws don't come with penalties for abusing them, then the left's going to continue to do this. They continue to count in Florida in manners which are illegal, but there's no penalty for doing it. I question how it is that there's a 300-vote difference between the governor and the Senate race in Arizona. I wonder how it is that constantly Republicans, these are all, by the way, sarcastic questions, how it is that the Republicans always are often lead on election day and then somehow counting occurs in which they lose.
You know, cheating comes to mind. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Look at Tom. How do you find, I don't know if he's a friend of yours, but I think you know who he is. John Loudon, Dr. Gene Loudon's husband, was watching the counting down there in Broward County. And he said, and he's got it. He's got it on video. I mean, on you've taken pictures of it, where they bring this truck. They brought a moving type of truck to the back door. They started bringing ballots, and nobody was really paying attention to who was bringing them in or how they were being brought in. Nobody was really watching over them. These were more ballots that at one point nobody knew where they were coming in from. Now,
no chain of command.
Absolutely none. You're right.
And so they go in there, and this is how they do things. They wholesale. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's always the same counties, these Democrat yep. strongholds, no oversight. They wouldn't even let the existing congressmen go in there and look. And this is what's happening to American democracy. And in part, the Republicans are at fault because they've had majorities in those legislatures or in Congress and haven't acted to clean this up. The Democrats continue to do this. They've also now managed to get an enormous edge, as I talk about in my latest piece at Political Vanguard, an enormous fundraising edge. I call it the crowdsourcing effects, where they identify a candidate, Gillum in Florida, Sinema in Arizona, O'Rourke in Texas, where they identify someone, and out-of-state money floods in. I mean, all three of them got, I think, over 90% of their money from outside the state.
Yep.
And they're just really good at this now. And if this continues, they're going to take over for significant periods of time and do the damage that they're going to do.
Yeah, they spent over $6 billion in this race. I mean, $6 billion. What pushes somebody to spend that kind of money on seats that pay $170,000 a year, I wonder?
Well, they're not coming out of pocket to do that. And, of course, I discussed this
I know.
In the divided era, because if you get to run government that sends out $6 trillion a year, which is what our city council to the federal government does, then $6 billion in investment's really not that much. And they've convinced, look, the left is convinced that government is the center of our lives. And they want to increase that. And they're willing to do everything it takes to get that done. And that there's an asymmetry in desire. I don't think that way. I think if I can avoid government for a day, I'm happy. On the left, they are not.
No, they want government involved in every single part of your life, and they don't see how you can do it on your own. Government has to help you out. But, Tom, look, you're right about this. I mean, I blame Governor Scott in Florida for what's going on there today, because he could have dismissed this woman years ago, put her in jail, brought her up a tree. I mean, there's so much he could have done. And then I'm listening to him being interviewed yesterday, and the commentator asked him a question. You've had all these years to deal with her. Why haven't you dealt with her? And he says, that's the past. I want to deal with today. We need to get through this today. And I'm thinking, you wouldn't be dealing with this today if you had taken care of business 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was, right?
Well, yeah, that seems
But you don't do it.
At this point. No, and nor do we take the affidavit, which someone says they're filling out blank ballots. and go in there and get an injunction and get rid of the people doing it. They don't do that either.
No.
And, you know, the thing about it, listeners, you know, I've been an attorney now, completing my 31st year. That's very disturbing.
What were you, five?
And you go before a judge and you say, Judge, they're breaking all these rules. And the judge says, okay, what's the remedy? Should we stop? Should we not count those votes? It's very hard for a judge to sit there and say, can you identify the votes? This is the rub. Can you identify the votes or the ballots that you believe should not be counted? And the answer in this case, for the reasons you described earlier and others, is they can't exactly do that. So they're going to get away with this. Just my guess.
Well, look at a couple
because
things.
A judge has to be able to point at exact ballots. It can't say, okay, you don't get to count anymore. That's not how it works.
Serialize the ballots. Serialize the ballots. Give somebody a receipt. Tag it to a name or whatever. We had people showing up at polls here. Then when they got there, they were told they already voted. Now they stand in there. They've got the ID in their hand. They can prove who they are. They should be allowed to vote. But what do? They give a provisional ballot, send them on their happy little way after they fill it in. When the county gets it, they see that you've already voted. They don't count the provisional at that point in time. That vote was stolen.
No, there's so much voter fraud. And if Republicans don't step up, they're going to be washed away in this battle. And it's as simple as that.
You know, I got a call from somebody tonight who was telling me, you know, how the numbers were showing and what was happening there, and he was watching people. Can you hang for a few more minutes after the break?
I can, thank you.
All right, don't let you, if your food gets cold, you can heat it up in the microwave. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Tom DelBancaro right after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Friends and family are mourning the horrific deaths of dozens of victims who were killed in the massive wildfire that spread through Butte County last Thursday. The town of Paradise in California is a mountainous region with few roads leading out due to steep canyons that surround it. Over 200 people are still unaccounted for as emergency crews put out hotspots and try to locate and identify bodies. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Mike Wallen.
It's tough being in a small neighborhood like I live in, and a lot of the homeowners, close to half, lost their home, and about half made it through.
President Trump today offered prayers for the victims and praised the efforts of fire crews after criticism last week about firefighter suppression efforts.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You look to the real side. That had a whole different meaning when they wrote that song. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. Otherwise, you know, you just spewing party line. And when you spew party line, nobody listens to you. Nobody cares about what you have to say. So make sure you're informed and make sure you can back up your argument. You don't have to say, well, I don't know, because that's what my party told me to say, or that's what I saw come across Twitter, or that's what came up on my Facebook feed. Have a clue as to what you're talking about. Please, stop making guys like me even more crazy than we already are. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's the founder of Political Vanguard, also the author of The Divided Era. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Always. Good to be on. Let's talk about the next 2 years.
Next 2 years, yes. What I call the investigate and impeach years. What do you think?
Well, it's going to be more than that. Understand there's a different dynamic now than the last 2 years. The last 2 years was about hobbling Trump and trying to win the House. The next 2 years, though, is about people running for office. That's going to be the main driver because it's going to have effects in each of the states, because there's in excess of or almost 40 people on the left claiming they want to run for president, right? And in order to get noticed on the left, you have to be louder and you have to be lefter. So poor Kamala Harris bid $6,000 for a family. 10 days later, you had Cory Booker say children should get $50,000. They're all going to go for Medicare for all, and they're just going to keep pushing left and left. Now, where do they satisfy this base? Because the problem for them is when you only have the House, you can't enact legislation. Only one serious piece of legislation do you get to control. And so the base is not going to be happy with the Democrats. And so you're going to have, and I wrote about this in the Washington Examiner, so you're going to have 2 years of shutdown politics,
mm-hmm.
meaning shutting down the government because they're going to put in bloated governments, that Senate won't go along with it. They've got to have continuing resolutions. And the Democrats, DACA and everything else, they are going to try and abuse Republicans that way. But that still won't be enough. Because Tom Steyer wants impeachment, and he gave over $120 million to the last election effort. Michael Bloomberg personally defeated Steve Knight with $4.5 million in the last week. He went after Rohrabacher. You know, he gave a total of, I don't know how much in this state, over $10 million, just him alone.
Yep.
And so those, and George Soros, don't forget him. So they're all pushing to destabilize. Then you come to California. California has a new ambitious governor who wants to be president. You don't run for governor in California. You don't even become governor of California unless you can be, you know, presidency's on your mind. So how does Gavin Newsom become president? Well, first of all, he doesn't really care about 2020. He actually hopes they don't do well. And then he wants to run in 2024, but what's his resume? Well, top social issue for the left, gay marriage, he delivered it. But he also wants to deliver a statewide health care system. Still boring though it will be, he wants to deliver it. And so he can say to Americans on the left, I'm the one who delivered health care. So there's this, the grand total, the overarching notion that people need to understand about the next 2 years is there's going to be an intense competition on the left to go left.
Furthermore,
that includes impeachment,
yep,
shutdown politics, higher taxes in California, some sort of health care bill, and the most division we've seen in this country since the 1850s.
But, Tom, when do we change our way of dealing with this? When do Republicans actually start with the guerrilla warfare and stop with the gentleman politics?
Well, I happen to think that there's a 50-50 chance the House will flip right back because they're going to go so overboard.
Well, I agree with you.
But
if we don't do anything, it's not going to change. If we don't approach this differently, it's still not going to change, right?
Well, you know, a man named Mitch McConnell approached the Supreme Court differently and saved the Constitution.
Okay.
They've got to do things like that and just push it through. Knowing no matter what they do, they'll get claimed that they're racist.
Right.
So they just need to do the right thing when they have power. No question about it.
So where's our money, people? Where are the people giving us the $6 billion in a race? Where's our $20 million people giving money?
Well, we only have one billionaire. They have three. Sheldon Adelson is on the right. They have three on the left. But you're right. They're sitting on their money and watching the democracy fade.
Yeah,
and before anybody tells me we have a republic, when it comes to history, there are monarchies, democracies, and otherwise, and a subset of democracy is a republic. Just wanted to be able to say that.
I'm
sorry.
No, listen, what's making me nuts, and you know my personality, we've known each other for a while, we don't fight. We don't push. We should have been, when the judge gave the order a couple of days ago, Broward County, and she said that you come back in the morning, if I was Governor Scott, it would have been, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to do that. We're coming in. Get away from the doors. That's how it would have been for me. Enough of this play nice. We can't do this anymore. The only way we're going to take it back is to actually take it back within the guidelines of the law. I'm not saying that we become like them, but until we start actually, look, the temporary AG, what's one of the first things he said? At the border, we're simply going to enforce the law. We already have laws for this. We don't even enforce the law anymore.
No, of course we don't. One of my Facebook posts today was simply that, remember, the law is what's enforced, not what's on the books. If they let everyone drive 80 miles an hour on the freeway, it doesn't matter what it says on the books. If you don't, and also there needs to be penalties. There's no penalties for these things. All right, you have to report by 8 a.m. Okay, but what's the penalty if I don't? Apparently not much. So why should I? Palm Beach has already granted in another extension because they have such bad machines. But who knows what the actual, where these actual ballots. And by the way, I don't even support use of electronic machines.
I don't either.
They can be rigged.
Yep. Yeah. I don't either. So they're already lining up. You know, you want to talk about the next 2 years? They're already lining up subpoenas, right? I mean, we've heard.
Of course they will. There's supposedly 85 different subjects.
Yes.
Because
they
can't actually help people, but they do want to undermine Trump because they covet. They're so scared of another Supreme Court nominee.
I believe. But here's the deal. I went through this last night again, just like you. Let's not make sure that we maintain a low unemployment rate. Let's not make sure that the economy keeps moving forward. Let's make sure we do everything we can in every way we can for every reason we can to bring down Trump. They're going to investigate him asking Sessions for his resignation. These are the people that just a few years ago were screaming about his nomination. They wanted him gone. They didn't think he was deserving of that position. Now he was God's gift to the AG position. They did the same thing with Comey. So, but here's my thing, Tom. When they issue these subpoenas, we should do, or they should do, exactly what Eric Holder did. Not show up. Blow them off. Just a thought.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of litigation over this. The Republicans, look, you ask what the Republicans should do. One thing they need to do is go to the American people with the truth.
Yep.
They
Amen.
Sit there in the middle of Washington, argue with the Washington Post. They have got to take the case to the people and demonstrate the abuses of government and get people to understand that. They can't sit back in Washington and play rope-a-dope.
No, you're exactly right. I still don't, whatever, I've been beating this up, but I don't know why. There's so many things that we could do to show people what the Dems have been doing and what they continue to do. And I've always said, you know, we need to get that big whiteboard, you know, on the floor of Congress. And every time the Dems tell a lie, lay it out in plain, simple English so a sixth grader can understand it on the board.
Well, no, but it should be done on all the cable stations around the country.
Well, good luck
with
that.
The reason why they get away with this is the media helps them. Well, we need to be smarter about that and create our own media and get the information out.
All right, Tom, where do people find you?
PoliticalVanguard.com. By the way, my book, The Divided Era, went up the charts again on Amazon.
Cool.
Because people see how much division there is. So go to Amazon and help me out, The Divided Era.
Tom, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Good. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there online, and I do appreciate your involvement when you're with me. And look, if you hop up on the website, first, give me your email address, because I use it to send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on with the show. And secondly, discuss. Right? I mean, because really, you might have somebody change your mind as to how you're looking at something, or you might be able to solidify your thoughts based on how people, bring the answers to you or bring the issue to you. My home state of Massachusetts, which is always good for some kind of lunacy once a year, actually, that's not true. They're good for lunacy about a dozen times a year. All right? A library at the Massachusetts College referred to Thanksgiving as the National Day of Mourning. The McQuaid Library at Merrimack College in North Andover, Mass. took to Facebook to promote an article entitled Decolonizing Thanksgiving, a Toolkit for Combating Racism in Schools. Now, eating turkey is racist. Remember a couple years ago? eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches was racist. That was just nuts. You know, you haven't heard me say this in a long time. I think the Amazons had it right. What they had wrong was how we were going to, you know, tear ourselves apart. See, the world didn't end in the Mayans, excuse me. Yeah, Amazons, Mayans, big people, whatever. 2012, they said the world was going to end. And they were right. They were right. Think about what happened in 2012. Anyway, I think what happened was the Earth didn't, like, fall apart and all that. I think the Earth stopped in the middle of the night and it started spinning in reverse. And then what happens is everything that's right is wrong, right? Everything that's wrong is right. Things just don't make sense to the normal person. I mean, things are like out of control. When you have people in this country elect people who have elected positions, congressmen, governors, that is saying we should count every vote, including those of the illegals, when it's illegal to count the illegal votes. See, they don't want any laws. They don't want any rules. They don't want anything to live by. They want to do whatever feels good, and then let's just do it. How about we just follow the law? Who was it Octavia, whatever her name is, out of New York?
Ocasio-Cortez.
I don't want to remember her name, so don't look at me like that, right? So, anyway, she's out protesting today for clean air in front of Nancy Pelosi's office. Does she understand she's an elected official? You don't protest anymore. You make a difference. You go in there and you try to make a difference if that's what you believe in. Protesting does bupkis. It does nothing for you at that point. These are a bunch of hippies and they're still hanging around in Congress. The toolkit created by St. Mary's University professor Lindsay Passenger Week, it looks like, urges an approach that decolonizes and de-romanticizes Thanksgiving. What is romantic about Thanksgiving? You chase around a turkey, you kill it, you have to cook all that food, put it on the table, clean it up afterward. Half the family thinks the food is terrible. What is so romantic about this? She needs to get her meds fixed. Right? She talks about some wonderful resources for teaching children about Thanksgiving. How bad it is, I'm sure. There's no question about it. Stereotypical and racist portraits of Native peoples fill U.S. elementary schools each November as students encounter historically inaccurate... How old is she? Was she there? Portrayals of Native people in the arts and crafts books and lessons about shared Thanksgiving meal and songs and plays with handcrafted headdresses and vests. Okay. Week argues in the article linked by Facebook post, but these activities are problematic because they depict Native peoples in a historical way and perpetuate myths about colonial encounters. The article provides readers with nearly 30 links to letter templates that they can send to their children's schools about inappropriate Thanksgiving activities, as well as the names of the books teachers can use to decolonize the holiday. One such parent-to-teacher letter addresses parental concern for Native American TPR activities. Another opposes participation in the choosing of an Indian name or creation of an Indian-style craft. You know, sometimes, and we just heard this from some Native Americans and others, actually from the Mexican community, when some of these lefty lunatics decided it was cultural appropriation to wear a sombrero and a poncho on a certain day that they were celebrating. And when you went to the white community, we went to the kids at colleges that had been brainwashed, every one of those kids were going, oh, that's cultural appropriation. You can't do that. Oh, that's uncomfortable. That makes me uncomfortable. Well, you can be uncomfortable all you want to. The group that you say that we're stealing the culture from, the guy actually went and talked with them with his poncho on and his sombrero. They loved it. They thought it was great. They actually didn't see it as a put down. They thought it was great that you wanted to be like them, that you enjoyed what they were wearing. See what we've done to these people? I'm of Italian descent. I love it when an Irish guy makes Italian food, okay? It's not cultural appropriation. If O'Malley owns Maria's Italian restaurant, I'm okay with that as long as the food is good. He didn't culturally appropriate anything from me. I could care less. We've gone too far with this stuff. We've let it go too far. And the same thing, and I'm sure this divides in the Native American community. I got it. But we're not making fun. When you teach your kid to make a teepee, to do some activities, to paint their face, to learn about the Indian culture. That is not cultural appropriation. It's not making fun. It's not putting them down. It's not oppressing them. Seriously, you think the way to teach a child something is to tell them how bad and oppressive the United States is and what they did to the Native Americans. That's what we should be teaching them at Thanksgiving. Yes, let's teach them more hate. Let's teach them more inaccuracies. Are you telling me that every white man and every redskin man hated each other back then? Are you telling me none of them got along? Seriously? Anyway, the toolkit includes a link to a 2016 blog post titled 10 Ways to Make Your Thanksgiving About Social and Environmental Justice by Franklin and Marshall College. Matter of fact, this year, I'll play our Thanksgiving show that I play every year, which I think is kind of funny, lighthearted, and remember, you know what I do, right? The Addams Family Cuts?
Sorry, I'm stuck on the book that you just read the title of.
You still what?
I'm stuck on the book you read the title of.
Oh, well, we'll get back to that in a second. Now I lost my place. Oh, the Tukey Lips link to 2016 blog post titled 10 Ways to Make Your Thanksgiving About Social and Environmental Justice. You know what? Can you imagine if these loons, if these environmental loons were around when the Native Americans were around, do you think they would let them light fires? You think they would allow them to, like, the roast pig or light fires or any of that stuff? Man, can you imagine in the day of the Native Americans, the early days of this country, if PETA existed and these loons on the left existed? I guarantee you one thing. The loons on the left and PETA wouldn't exist for long. That's all I'm going to say on that. Anyhow, I want to say that I want to make this Thanksgiving more deeply anti-racist, ecologically rooted, and anti-imperialist. These kids can't even spell these words. Repeating the holiday with no acknowledgement of intolerance in its history feels delusional at best, if not actively perpetuating oppression. That's right. That's what we've been known for over the years. Seriously. You know, when we went and freed the French, we were oppressing them. Apparently they like to be under German rule. Same thing with the Italians. Same thing when we went over to help Europe. Get out, you know, but you guys have lost your minds. You only talk about the negatives. You never talk about the positives in this country. You never talk about how we've turned this country. Look, this country's had some dark days. It's made some major mistakes. But it's one of the few countries that keeps working and making things better, doing better. Do you understand? We're so nasty. We're so hateful. We're so terrible. I want you to think about something. We had the most powerful weapon on the planet. Back in the 40s. Remember that bomb that wiped out Japan twice? Right? We had the most powerful... We were the only ones with that weapon. Do you know that? We could have gone to every head of state in every country and said, hey, you see what we did over there in Nagasaki and Hiroshima? How would you like to be the next Great Lake? That's right. You're coming under American rule. We could have done that. We had one of the most powerful military on the planet. Think about this. And what did we do? Nothing. We promoted peace. After we bombed Japan, what did we do? The morons we are, the oppressive, terrible, nasty people we are, we went and rebuilt Japan for the Japanese people. That's what we did. Right? I mean, when Europe had no respect for us, but we went over there and we helped fight with them, where did some of our tax money go? What did we do? We helped rebuild Europe. I'm tired of hearing about how bad we are. I'm tired of hearing about every, you know, Columbus Day and Thanksgiving. It's all about the negative from the people who say we never have anything positive to say. Delusional. Hashtag Major League Delusional. How's that? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Want to have some fun? Next hour, Andrea Kay joins me. That's right. Fresh off of her show, wound up and ready to go. We're going to talk about cheating. I'm not talking about the dating kind either. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion. Yeah, it's a gazillion. It's a real number. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. Heat up your coffee. Get your TV dinner heated up. Get back, because we got a lot more to talk about.